Speaking by phone from Juba, complainant Thiep Ding says two of his children and three relatives were executed by firing squad 3 years ago in Gogrial on orders from former governor Atem.
They were arrested and taken to Mayom, an island where they were executed. They did not tell us the reasons for the execution. People were prevented from going to that island, and some days later we found their bodies eaten by birds. If someone has committed a crime, I think the relatives are supposed to be informed and the person is taken to court.
Ding says he traveled to Juba to appeal to national government to arrest and prosecute Atem.
We want him arrested, but we are told that there is someone by the name Majak Akej, who is the IGP of police, who has refused to order his arrest. Another person called Paul Mayom Akej, who is a minister, and another person called Lualwek are the ones protecting him. This is the reason why we opted to speak to the media, because we want to understand if killing people without being taken to court is a new law or not.
Ding says he and other complainants want justice for their relatives. Complainant Akut Akut says he wants justice for his son and two relatives who were killed by Atem's bodyguards.
What I am following now is the case of my son called Agoth, my sister's son called Logar Malek, and my aunt's son called Maketh Mou, who were killed. These two gentlemen were sleeping in one house and Agoth was sleeping in the other house with his wife. Their houses were surrounded by the soldiers and they were arrested at around 7 o'clock. They were arrested and taken to the island where they were killed. I don't know the reason why they were killed.
South Sudan in Focus has seen a warrant dated August 19th issued by Warraps State Public Prosecutor against Atem and two others. Benedict Bitai heads Warraps Legal Administration Office.
The minister have sent a letter that let us transfer the daily case to Juba to him. Let him go and make an order about it.
National Police spokesperson Brigadier General Daniel Justin says police will implement the warrant after receiving instructions from the Ministry of Justice.
This case was raised to the Attorney General, and then they issue the warrant of arrest, and then the papers are sent to the Ministry of Justice. So we, the police, we don't have any comments about this unless the Ministry of Justice.
Justice Madul Arol is South Sudan's Justice Minister.
That's a matter in progress, and we cannot comment on it just publicly. It's under process.
Activist Denga Kons is with the Dolwood Organization, a citizen rights organization. He says people suspected of perpetrating intercommunal violence were executed after President Salva Kiir declared a 3-month state of emergency in Gogrial State and other areas of unrest in July 2017.
Within the jurisdictions or the mandate of a state of emergency, we could not find a court in the book of law that was giving him powers of fire spreading. If you caught somebody have stolen a cow or somebody has stolen a goat, you have to bring a person to court. Then you having him killed through your orders. So we are asking for the justice.
Akon is urging Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and other human rights groups to demand justice for the victims of extrajudicial killings in South Sudan. Attempts to reach Atem for comments were unsuccessful as his phones were switched off. For VOA News, I am Dengai Deng.